Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I mean, there's so many things that have me tormented over the status of our country, the country we love so much, that we want to see, we want to continue to see, be the beacon of light and hope on the planet for freedom. But there's just so many things that have me really, really concerned, folks. So concerned at survival instincts. I mean, I'm not saying I'm fleeing the country. I'm saying if I wasn't me, I'd be sitting there and thinking survival instincts. This country is so corrupt, it's dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous, folks. Joe Biden being bought and paid for by Chinese and his son, a crackhead doing international business deals, and then they get favorable treatment from the Justice Department. I mean, folks, this is... I get it. We're Americans. We're prosperous. We're gritty. We don't really want to think or deal with our government. I mean, it's all here. Don't forget, we've got a wide-open southern border where there's major issues. And you had Chip Roy just going off on the Democrats on this. So many epic clips. We're just going to roll some of them right here for you. And we will rejoin and dig into more of the clips from the Durham hearing on the other side.
We get a new piece of news every single day of some other event, of something that's occurred. In Texas, we had on Friday Texas troopers stop an illegal alien from Mexico possessing a handgun and cocaine while smuggling a dozen other illegals in Uvalde County, bound for San Antonio. I could list off hundreds of examples I get on a regular basis. My phone is lighting up every week from sheriffs and people in Texas dealing with this all the time. Schools that have to put the big blocks up to deal with bailouts and trucks and people going across the properties, ranches, fences cut, livestock out, all the stuff. It's not fake. It's real. It's literally happening every day. My phone, pictures. I get pictures every day from Texans dealing with it. I mean, at some point, Texas is going to say, screw it, enough. We're going to do whatever the hell we want to do. And I'll be an advocate for that. Because the people in this Congress are ignoring the people of Texas. And by the way, the migrants getting abused. That's the truth. Talking about people who are admitted into this country. We're talking about the legal definition of admission. Not the one app where you're processing people through a port of entry and just dumping them in the United States without having any idea when they return for a hearing on whether their asylum claim was legitimate in the first place, which it usually is not. That's the truth. Now you can shake your head all you... It's true. Talk to the dead people in Texas. Yeah, good, walk out. You don't like the rants? We don't like what's happening to Texas because of you and the president down the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the truth.
Mr. Chair, the gentlelady from Minnesota made her issue about not getting personal. I would urge the chair to...
All right, I'll retract to the, you, the gentleman, to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle.
And by the way, there's a small committee room. We don't have to scream.
Look, the fact of the matter is I have people dying in my state as a direct consequence of what this federal government fails to do. Kids in my district dying from fentanyl pouring into the community. Schools overrun, hospitals overrun, people trying to figure out how to deal with what is happening because the federal government refuses to do its basic duty. You want to talk about the migrants? You want to talk about the stash house in Fort Worth that I mentioned last week, where a federal judge is talking about the extent to which the man sitting in Baltimore was paying $1,000 to have his wife and daughter sent up, but he was being held hostage to $23,000 while his wife and daughter and the guy in the stash house is saying, I'm going to rape your daughter. And that's what the guy's being told right up here in Baltimore. And that's in a federal filing by a federal judge talking about these are the facts. This is what we're talking about every single day. And you have federal judges now moving stuff up and saying we have to upward depart from the actual sentencing guidelines. Like, sit down and talk to the people and the sheriffs in South Texas who are having to deal with this every day, and it's absolute chaos.
Chip Roy actually cares.
And the people of Texas.
And then you have these other members of the committee. Chip, this is a small room. You don't have to yell. He cares, folks. He cares about the country. I'm sorry you don't care about the country. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm raising my voice right now. I'm sorry. You're right. The country's being invaded. Why should I care?
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
It's really time we ask ourselves some difficult questions, like, what is broken in this country? The mind of the liberal, the border, our constitutional system and political science, the American media. These are things that are broken. And then you ask yourself, okay, well, how do we want to do? What do we want to fix, and how do we want to fix it, and is it even possible to fix? And then you have to start making some tough decisions about what you're going to do. Because this, it's not just political corruption, folks. I mean, Project Veritas, or excuse me, I'm sorry, not Project Veritas. James O'Keefe with O'Keefe Media Group. Let me correct myself. Excuse me. James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group, drops a video yesterday where BlackRock recruiter is bragging about how they buy and sell politicians, world governments, and basically own everything. Barely even a story. Why? Because we all know it. And nothing changes. Our system is broken. Trump slams Hunter Biden's sweetheart deal as election interference. Absolutely. The whole thing is election interference. But they're leftists. They're authoritarians. They're the bad guys. They do bad things until they're put behind bars. But meanwhile, Trump is going to be in court in August. And I'm trying to better understand this through all the noise. Judge Cannon sets Trump trial for August, but it's not likely to stick. Well, Florida takes speedy trial rights very seriously, and I guess Trump's not waiving that. So, I mean, 70 days is the maximum. So August 14th is the longest they can push it back, unless Trump says he's going to waive his speedy trial rights. I haven't heard that, and I'm not sure why he would. And, I mean, that whole situation gets more ridiculous with the documents. Was Trump set up? Of course, it's a double standard. And then the story from Larry Johnson at the Gateway Pundit. Biden and America have a major China problem. Yeah, no kidding. And I'm supposed to believe that Hunter Biden, you know, nobody enjoyed Trump's America more than Hunter Biden. I mean, let's just call it like it is. Nobody was having more fun in Donald Trump's presidency than Hunter Biden. Running around doing drugs with hookers and God knows what else, taking pictures of himself with little girls. Does Hunter Biden have a foot fetish? Or is it something else? I'm supposed to believe that Hunter Biden was just having so much fun, addicted to crack, running around doing business deals for his dad, 10% for the big guy. I mean, folks, Joe Biden was treating his son like a mule Again, and it's just like, is Hunter Biden cooperating with the FBI? How does he get this sweetheart deal? Is it really just because his last name is Biden? Is that, I mean, I know it's that bad, but it's like, really? Is it, like, I have to swallow this pill again? Or was Hunter Biden really that sick of his dad? Taking 10%, sending him around the world, taking 10% of the cut. Hunter Biden doing his dad's dirty work. Oh, Joe Biden says he loves his son so much. Really? Because you sent your son, who was addicted to crack and porn, around the planet to do international business deals for you. For you. Does that sound like somebody that loves their son? Yeah, my son's addicted to crack and addicted to sex. He's so bad he's sleeping with my son's widow. But I'm going to send him around the world to do international business deals because I'm getting 10% of that cut. Sounds like you really love your son, Joe. And the media just lops it all up. And then today, at the Durham hearing. Now, we're going to start going to some of these clips. But it really is unfortunate, the lack of Republican leadership, that Adam Schiff was allowed to sabotage this hearing today. It shouldn't have happened. He's going to get the vote to censure him is going to pass tonight. And I believe they can even remove him from that committee. I don't know how he's still on that committee. A man who lied about evidence of Trump-Russia collusion still hasn't presented it to this day. And it's just sick. Again, even from a neutral, just put yourself from a neutral standpoint. You listen to that hearing today. The Democrats on the Judiciary Committee believe that the Mueller report proved Trump-Russia collusion. They claim that and believe that and repeated that all day today. It didn't. It didn't. And even Mueller in his testimony said it didn't. And the Democrats still go up there and say, the Mueller probe proved Trump-Russia collusion. And then Durham just sits up there and nods his head. What the hell? And then you hear the Republicans on there like, well, now that we know that the whole Trump-Russia collusion thing was a hoax brought to you by the Clinton campaign and Barack Obama, which it was, that's what the entire Durham report was all about. But then it's like, oh, Trump-Russia collusion was real, even though this whole hearing about how it was fake, and this is the guy that investigated it. What kind of Twilight Zone? You watch this stuff again, folks. That's what I'm saying, like, you're not in the Twilight Zone. This is your life. This is our country. This is the real thing. They had some really good actors, didn't they, in the Twilight Zone that sold you the fear, that sold you the confusion of being in the Twilight Zone. You're in it. You're in the Twilight Zone. Let's start with Jim Jordan presses Durham on Hillary's plan to tie Trump to Russia here in clip two.
Mr. Durham, in the summer of 2016, did our government receive intelligence that suggested Secretary Clinton had approved a plan to tie President Trump to Russia?
Yes.
Was that intelligence important enough for Director Brennan to go brief the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, and the Director of the FBI?
Yes.
And was that intelligence put then into a memorandum, a referral memorandum?
Yes.
And was that memorandum then given to Director Comey and Agent Strzok?
That's who it was addressed to, yes.
Did Director Comey share that memorandum with the FISA court?
I'm sorry, can you...
Did he share that memorandum with the FISA court? Did Director Comey do that?
I'm not aware of that, if he did.
Did he share it with the lawyers preparing the FISA application?
Not to my knowledge.
Did he share it with the agents on the case working the Crossfire Hurricane case?
No.
Didn't share it with the agents on the case. Can you tell the committee what happened when you took that referral memo and shared it with one of those agents, specifically Supervisory Special Agent Number 1?
We interviewed the first supervisor of the Crossfire investigation. The operational person. We showed him the intelligence information. He indicated he had never seen it before. He immediately became emotional, got up and left the room with his lawyer. Spent some time in the hallway, came back.
He was ticked off, wasn't he? Yes. He was ticked off because this is something he should have had as an agent on the case. It's important information that the director of the FBI kept from the people doing the investigation.
The information was kept from him.
So, folks, where is the outrage? Where's the legitimate, righteous indignation here? So imagine you're this FBI agent, if you believe the testimony here. You're a stand-up FBI agent. You just want to do your job. And somebody says, we need you to investigate individual A because we believe there is a Russian collusion activity here that we need to investigate. And they say, oh, okay, you have evidence? And they say, yes. Dossier. They say, okay, I'll go investigate. And then you find out that they actually had evidence that the dossier was fake, and they knew it, and they withheld that from you and sent you on a politically incentivized witch hunt. Has that FBI agent gone to the House Oversight Committee? Has that FBI agent become a whistleblower for Republicans in the House? Has his lawyer said anything to the public? Seems like kind of a...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jones Show. We're about to go to more Durham clips and other news. And we are brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have a sale going right now on one of the top-rated, top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Actually, two of them, and that's Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Why is it called Brain Force? Because it gives you mental clarity and energy. It is a excellent nootropic, and it's one of our top-rated and top-selling products. Right now, it is 40% off if you want to get Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. It is 40% off, but in the combo pack, 50% off. So in the combo pack, you're getting the 50% off special. If you want to buy them individually, 40% off. The Brain Force Power Combo featuring the capsuled version of Brain Force and the liquid tincture version of Brain Force. The best nootropic I've ever seen. Mental clarity, energy, great for right before going on air and hosting 3 hours of a talk show. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of those massive sales before it sells out. And read all the reviews for yourself, and you can find out why it is one of the top sellers at InfoWarsStore.com. So, the whole Durham report is about how they knew the Trump-Russia collusion evidence, so-called dossier, was fake. And then they did the spying and investigation into Donald Trump anyway, even though they knew it was fake. And they withheld that information from other special agents in the field because they knew they couldn't get them to go do this illegal criminal activity if they knew that the evidence they had was completely fake. And yet somehow the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee heard something else. It's like we're living in different worlds. Here's Durham talking about the seriousness of the findings in clip three.
Our findings were sobering. I can tell you, having spent 40 years plus as a federal prosecutor, they were particularly sobering to me. A number of my colleagues who spent decades in the FBI themselves, they were sobering. While I'm encouraged by some of the reforms that have been implemented by the FBI, the problems identified in this report, anybody who actually reads the report and the details of the report, the documented portions of the report, I think would find that the problems identified in the report are not susceptible to overnight fixes. As we said in the report, they cannot be addressed solely by enhancing training or additional policy requirements. Rather, what is required is accountability, both in terms of the standards to which our law enforcement personnel hold themselves and in the consequences they face for violation of laws and policies of relevance. Our findings were sobering. And tell you, having spent 4 years.
Let's now go to, sobering, the corruption. It's sobering is one word. How about absolutely terrifying? Probably the more accurate word. Here's Durham talking about FBI agents he's talked to since the investigation in clip 23.
Let me give you some real-life views on that. I have had any number of FBI agents who I've worked with over the years. Some of them are retired, some are still in place. who have come to me and apologized for the manner in which that investigation was undertaken. I take that seriously. These are good, hardworking, the majority of people in the FBI, the decent human beings who swear to, under their oaths to abide by the law and the like. And I think that, that typifies, exemplifies of the concern here. There are investigative activities undertaken or not undertaken here, which raise real concerns about whether or not the law was followed, the policies in place, the FBI were followed.
You know, I don't want to sound demeaning here. That's not the intent. But you really got to wonder, when is something going to give in all of this? Is everybody a coward? I think that that's been Donald Trump's biggest frustration. And he voices that perhaps in very rugged ways, calling former members of his cabinet milquetoast, dumb as a rock, small brain, what have you. And really, I think it all just comes down to cowardice. It's like, you know all this corruption is going on, you don't want to say anything. How many people in D.C., inside the FBI, know how bad it is, know how corrupt it is, and won't go public? Is it that they just don't see, they have no foresight at all? They can't see where it's going? Are they really just that scared? Do they really not care? Is it just, oh, I don't want to, the government's going to destroy them if they say anything? Like the one FBI whistleblower said? You're just like, where are the men of courage? We've had some small handful of FBI agents go public. You saw them in the hearing. Others that have gone public and done media interviews. In fact, we got a big one. I mean, well, I'll just tell you, we got a big FBI whistleblower coming to the studio next week. How do you like that? We'll break some news for you right here. FBI whistleblower coming in studio next week is the plan. Still finaling out the details. So it's like, where are all the brave men and women? Where are, let's just leave it with the men. Where are all the brave men? You saw Chip Roy getting fired up. You see Jim Jordan taking them on. It's like, but where is, there should be an overwhelming flood of American men that know how bad it is, standing up and saying, folks, we got a serious problem here. We're not going to have a country much longer if we don't do something. And it sounds like Durham is alluding to that with the FBI agents that have gone to him and apologized. Don't apologize to John Durham. Apologize to the American people. Go public and apologize to the American people, not John Durham. Why won't they? By the way, again, where are the men of bravery? I guess they're women now, like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene filing articles of impeachment. I'm going to have that coming up for you. But one more thing here. Durham calling out Adam Schiff. There were a couple interesting exchanges between he and Schiff that make you wonder. Here's one of them in clip 22.
The son of a presidential candidate gets calls all the time from a foreign government offering dirt on their opponent. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think this is unique in your experience.
You have other instances of the Russian government offering.
What did Durham mean by that? There were other interesting little tidbits from Schiff and Durham. The fact that Adam Schiff even gets into Congress is such, that right there alone is like, the fire alarms are going off in your house, and smoke is pouring out of the door. It's like, you got, your house is on fire, Jack. But that's just Adam Schiff in Congress is like, your house is on fire. This is, the whole thing is a structure fire collapsing in all around us. The fire alarms aren't going off. They have completely melted. The firearms are now liquid goo. And the house is collapsing in all around us. It's like, we got to bust out of this thing now, folks. I'm telling you. This, because with all the Biden corruption coming out and everything else, the tyranny is only going to intensify. They're only going to get more defensive, causing them to get more offensive against us.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
There's no doubt America is worth saving. America is worth preserving and restoring. Absolutely, 100%, no doubt. Now, people might argue that, but to me, no. To rational-minded people, no. To realistic people, no. The question is, can it be saved? Can it be restored? Or have we just gone beyond the pale in the last 4 years? I mean,
the good news is the left is so out of their minds. Even if they do completely conquer this country and just completely destroy it, within 10 years, they'll fall apart and probably we could restore the republic after that. I mean, I was talking to a guy earlier today. I'm at my barbershop. This individual goes to a local university, local Christian university. And he was stunned. He was like, yeah, they brought a drag queen into my computer class. This guy's learning about computer data and coding. And they bring in a drag queen for Pride Month and tell you about how great it is. And a non-political person just is like, oh, yeah, asking questions about why you do this, why you pretend to be a girl. And, like, the whole class is like, oh, my gosh, you bigot, what's wrong with you? He's like, what do you mean? I'm just asking questions. He came to the class. And I'm hearing this. It's just like these people are eating themselves. The average American is realizing leftists are complete lunatics. It's like they're here, man. I mean, they're running the damn country. And they're talking about how they're historic figures. Because they're a bunch of clowns running the country. Telling you what they like to do with their peepees. Stealing people's luggage at the airport. Where are the real men? Well, I tell you what. The real Republican leadership in Congress is women. I mean, I could give you a short list of the Republicans that are actually actively working to expose corruption in D.C. and restore the republic. It's women are leading the way, like Lauren Boebert. First, here she is talking about why she's filing the articles of impeachment, but getting into the spiritual aspect of it. Then she talks about what the Republican establishment is or isn't doing to support her. But first, let's go to Lauren Boebert talking about the impeachment files she has just, the files of impeachment she has just had against Joe Biden in clip 21.
All glory to God. This is grace. This is God's empowerment and his ability and staying grounded, rooted in the word of God. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I am directed and led by him. You know, there was pressure for me not to introduce the articles of impeachment tonight. Well, not introduce them, but bring them up and call them for a vote. And I said, you know, I have a peace, a still in my spirit, and I'm going to be led by peace. Not by the pressure from the outside. And we've seen that on full display with the speaker's race where Matt Gaetz and I were surrounded, pressure from the outside, but strong on the inside, knowing that we are purposed and that we are doing what is right, what is righteous. And I think, just as you said, history will prove that. I'm not being like the press secretary and calling myself an historic figure, but history will prove that we were on the right side of the argument. And it is all about being led by the Spirit of God in everything that you do. I do give him all glory for where I am, for the people that he has positioned me with and in front of to speak life into situations and to hold the corrupt accountable. I'm grateful to be here and to help get our country back on track, because we are that shining city on a hill. We are a beacon of light for the rest of the world, and it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance.
Now, remember, they were counting votes for weeks after the midterm elections. They were counting votes for weeks to try to beat Lauren Boebert. You remember that? And then when the notion of a recount got brought up, the Democrats ran and hid. So Lauren Boebert, I mean, we're lucky she even got in. Now we see why they fought so hard to keep her out. So does she have the backing of the Republican leadership and establishment in the impeachment? Let's find out here in clip 20.
I have not heard of support from leadership at this time. There was encouragement not to bring this up.
Why?
You know, that's a frustrating thing that I experience a lot here in Washington, D.C. In the Republican Party, there's a lot of go along to get along, and we'll wait, we'll do it next time, we'll do it next Congress. I'm ready for action now. I have left my four boys and my grandson back in Colorado to serve the American people, and I'm not here to waste my time. I'm not here to waste their time. I'm here for action, and we have got to take control of our country.
This is coming up this week, 202-225-3121.
There you go. The answer is no help from Republican leadership. There is no Republican leadership. That's what it is. There's no Republican leadership. And the truth is, this is really the problem overall with the conservative movement, is there is no real unity or leadership. And that's fine. We're independent-minded people, so it's like herding cats. But at that level in Congress, there needs to be organization leadership, and there's none. Mitch McConnell and Ronna McDaniel are not even on the field. They're not even showing up to play. They're not even interested in the game. I mean, Mitch McConnell, seriously, what have you heard or seen him at all? Ronna McDaniel's making logos for the RNC. Real tough stuff. That's her job. She's making some logos. Thank you, Ronna. Oh, the impeachment of the corrupt Biden family in the White House? No. We're not interested in that. We got a logo to make, okay? And Mitch McConnell is, I don't know. Nobody knows. Like, I mean, Kevin McCarthy is, you know, he's like the worst hitter on your team, but at least he's on the field. And then there's Ana Paulina Luna talking today about why the push to censure Adam Schiff, and the vote will happen tonight in clip 27.
Occupied a position of the highest trust and authority. As chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff launched an all-out political campaign built on baseless distortions against a sitting U.S. president at the expense of every single citizen in this country and the honor of the House of Representatives. With access to sensitive information unavailable to most members of Congress and certainly not accessible to the American people, Schiff abused his privileges claiming to know the truth, while leaving Americans in the dark about his web of about this web of lies. Lies so severe that they altered the course of the country forever. The lie that
gentlelady will suspend. The House is not in order. Members, please take your conversations off the floor.
The lie that President Donald Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 presidential election, revealed to be completely false by numerous investigations, including the Durham report. The lie that the Steele dossier, a folder of falsified and since completely debunked collusions, accusations funded by the Democrat Party, had any shred of credibility. Yet Schiff read it into congressional record as fact. Lies concocted and compiled in a false memo that was used to lie to the FISA court to precipitate domestic spying on U.S. citizen Carter Page, violating American civil liberties. Not only was this egregious abuse of Schiff's privileged access to classified information, but this memo was littered with 17 major mistakes and omissions. The groundless memo violated
All right, so it goes on, her statements. The vote is going to be happening tonight. I mean, it's 99% chance it's going to pass. I would bet on it. And then if there was proper Republican leadership, we wouldn't have had to wait till now. It would have already happened, and maybe you could have stopped Schiff from sabotaging the Durham hearing today. But you don't have Republican leadership. So, hey, maybe that changes. We've seen the Republican Party come a long way in the last 6 years into anti-establishment and the Republican voters understanding the falsities in the Democrat versus Republican paradigm. And becoming truly grassroots, anti-establishment. Maybe the left can join us if RFK can get the nomination, but I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to steal it from him, probably with Gavin Newsom, I'm thinking at this point, is what it looks like. That might be another conversation for another day, but boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm not going to act like there's not good men in Congress, because there definitely are. There's far too few. But maybe this is it. Maybe it, because, you know, AI just came out. There's an AI study that just came out. Conservative women are hotter, more attractive, and smarter than liberal women. Oh, wow, go figure. Who didn't know that? So, fine. So maybe we need more Lauren Boberts and Ana Paulina Lunas. Let's just go hot conservative chicks for Congress, and maybe that'll save the country. I mean, I'm serious at this point. It's like President Camacho these days.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation. inflation, and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mistake that Donald Trump made. I definitely think he's learned this the hard way, unfortunately. But it's the assumption when you're dealing in D.C., whether it's Republican or Democrat, but I mean, with the Democrats, it's 100% guaranteed they're up shenanigans. But the Republicans do it too. Trump's biggest mistake was going into D.C. thinking that he's engaging with others that are into the D.C. culture and into the D.C. establishment, thinking that he'd be dealing with them in good faith. That was Donald Trump's biggest mistake. He thought he could go in there and actually have good faith negotiations with the swamp, with the D.C. establishment. And he quickly realized that's not the case. And not only is it that we're not having good faith negotiations, the expectation here is to sell America out. So he had to go through that process, and he learned that the hard way. And I think Durham is maybe kind of going through a similar realization after this hearing today. And you know, I'm sure he had plenty of cooperation in his investigation, and that's fine. And he speaks positively of Bob Mueller and all this other stuff, and that's fine. He expects, he thinks everyone here is above board, full faith and credit. We're all negotiating in good faith. We're all on the same team. But he's finding out real quick that ain't the case with people like Adam Schiff. And I get it. It's like Lauren Boebert said, it's a lot of go along to get along in D.C. It's a lot of that going on. But see, you reach a certain point, you would think, you reach a certain point as a man. You reach a certain point as an American. You reach a certain point as a divinely created individual that, you know, these people are lying. These people are up to no good. These people are stabbing me in the back. This isn't a good faith negotiation, and I'm not going to go along to get along. So maybe Durham gets a little hint of that in this exchange with Adam Schiff.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you read what's in the cable and what's in the report, is that what the diplomats reported was there was a suggestion of a suggestion that the Russians could help at damaging information as to Mrs. Clinton.
By releasing it anonymously, right? And that's exactly what happened, isn't it?
I don't.
You really don't know?
I'm not sure exactly. When you say exactly what happened.
Well, the Russians released stolen emails.
Mm-hmm.
There were cutouts, did they not?
There were emails.
It's a very simple question.
So here's pause it real quick. Because, again, I don't want to come on here and bash Durham. That's not what this is about. I don't think he's the bad guy. Again, I think he's expecting that everybody in that Judiciary Committee is operating in good faith. They're not, John. And for whatever reason, he's so ignorant as to how things go that he's just now figuring this out. And here's the other thing. They keep asking him questions about the Mueller probe. And it's like he already answered the questions. And they just want him to say something else. And so he gets confused. He's like, wait a second. We're here addressing the fraud that led to the Mueller probe. I'm not addressing the Mueller probe. I'm addressing the fraud that led to the Mueller probe. That's what I investigated. You keep asking about the Mueller probe. But see, here's another instance right here. Durham is so ill-prepared for this hearing, not because he's not smart, just because he doesn't understand the playing field he's on. And so he's getting questions about WikiLeaks. He's getting questions about all this other stuff. And he's like, well, I don't know. What do you mean? I investigated the fraud that led to the Trump-Russia collusion hoax and the Steele dossier. That's what I investigated. You're asking me about WikiLeaks emails and sources that I don't know about. And it's just, and he clearly is not prepared and does not know. Because rewind it 10 seconds, guys. Because here Adam Schiff is claiming that the Russians stole and leaked Hillary Clinton's emails. That is, at the very least, unproven, if not certifiably false. And John Durham just has no clue. And so, see, now Adam Schiff gets to sabotage the entire hearing and spout Democrat Party propaganda when the whole purpose of this was to expose Democrat Party propaganda. Schiff should be nowhere near this committee. And here he is sabotaging it and taking advantage of John Durham's ignorance on what really happened with the WikiLeaks emails. So here's John Durham getting questions about the WikiLeaks emails that he has no idea about, clearly. And Schiff telling you the big lie that Russia hacked and leaked the emails, which is not proven or just completely false. Here it is.
That's exactly what happened, isn't it?
No.
I don't.
You really don't know?
I'm not sure exactly. When you say exactly what happened.
Well, the Russians released stolen emails through cutouts, did they not?
He has no proof of that.
There were emails.
It's a very simple question. Did they release information, stolen information through cutouts, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You really don't know the answer to that? The answer is yes, they did. Through DC League's...
She's lying again.
Well, Mueller's answer was yes. More important than mine, Mueller's answer was yes. Now, that information, of course, was helpful to the Trump campaign, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, but that the Russians...
Now, so imagine, pause it again. This is so key. And again, it's just so frustrating. It's like, again, I don't think Durham's a bad guy, but he clearly doesn't even know the world he lives on. And I get it. I'm a total nerd. I host a political talk show. I have to know about all this stuff. So I know all the stuff Schiff is talking about. And rewind it another 20 seconds so we can play it again. But Durham is caught so off guard here that it's pathetic. And Adam Schiff shouldn't even be on this committee telling you these lies. And he assumes the American people are so stupid that they don't know any difference. And he made the bet that Durham is ignorant and wouldn't know the difference. And he's cashing in on that bet. And notice how the people... What? I know that guy. He's been on the show before. He does a show. It's... Is that Jason, what's his name, guys? It's killing me. He's on the screen there shaking his head. But everybody knows Schiff is up there lying. Except Durham, apparently. I think that's Jason Goodman. I might be getting his name wrong. I apologize. But he's there shaking his head. I'm glad he's in there. Because Schiff is just totally lying. So let's play that clip, starting it over right before he starts shaking his head here. Adam Schiff lying about the... Oh, but see, what does Schiff say? He says, oh, but weren't those emails helpful to the Trump campaign? So why wouldn't you ask the question, why were the emails helpful to the Trump campaign? Oh, because it showed how corrupt the Democrat Party was. But that's not the issue. All right, play it again.
Say exactly what happened.
Well, the Russians released stolen emails through cutouts, did they not?
There were emails.
It's a very simple question.
Jason
Goodman, information,
a simple
stolen information
shake of the head, a heroic act.
I'm not sure that
you really don't know the answer to that? The answer is yes, they did. Through DC League's...
Well, your mind is yes.
Well, Mueller's answer was yes. More important than mine, Mueller's answer was yes. Now, that information, of course, was helpful to the Trump campaign, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, but that the Russians... intruded into into the systems. They released information,
and that was helpful to the Trump campaign, right?
And the conclusion in the ICA and in the Mueller investigation was that the Russians intended to assist.
You answer my question, Mr. Durham. That was helpful to the Trump campaign, right?
Yeah, that's
and Trump made use of that, as I said, didn't he, by touting those stolen documents on the campaign trail over 100 times.
I said, I don't really read the newspapers or listen to the news. I don't
Clearly. Were you totally oblivious to Donald Trump's use of the stolen emails on the campaign trail more than 100 times? Did that escape your attention?
I am not aware of that.
So, unfortunately for John Durham, he was completely ill-prepared for this. And Adam Schiff just ate his lunch. But Schiff shouldn't have been there to begin with. That's the problem. Schiff, a known liar, sabotages that part of the hearing and makes it about Trump-Russia collusion, which never happened. That was the whole point of the hearing. I mean, and it's all because Republicans don't have enough leadership to get that scumbag off of that committee. Kate Daly coming up hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'll be back hosting the War Room. We got all kinds of huge news and huge guests coming up on the War Room. Folks, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. Big sales happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com on our top-rated, top-selling products and brand-new products exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'll see you in an hour. Kate Daly takes over now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.